KPBS On Demand is supported by Road Trip Nation, presenting Paths Across San Bernardino, a documentary that follows five young people as they explore career paths within San Bernardino County, from healthcare and education to government and logistics and more, now streaming at roadtripnation.com.
Good morning. I'm Katie Heisen, in for Debbie Cruz. It's Monday, December 2nd. President-elect Donald Trump intends to roll out new tariffs on his first day in office. More on how that could impact San Diego next. But first, let's do the headlines. The Regional Task Force on Homelessness is hosting its annual conference. The two-day event is sold out and begins tomorrow at Hilton San Diego Bayfront. Elected officials and homeless service providers are expected to attend. The task force says the focus of the event is the regional action plan to prevent and end homelessness in San Diego. The goal of that plan is to create a shared vision on how to end homelessness in San Diego County. Just as Black Friday and Cyber Monday are days for shopping, Giving Tuesday is a day for generosity. The San Diego Foundation connects donors to nonprofit partners to support the most critical needs facing San Diegans. Cami Mattson is the Senior Director of Philanthropic Strategy. She describes their current campaign.
In our 50 and Forward campaign, we are specializing in education because we know that's of critical importance. Children and families, which could be around mental health, basic needs, and the environment, being able to preserve the integrity and resources of our community.
In the past year, 82% of the foundation's grant funds, totaling $94 million, went to San Diego County nonprofits. To learn more about local organizations you can donate to on Giving Tuesday, go to sdfoundation.org. This coming Saturday is Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. The date marks 83 years since the surprise attack in Oahu. Here in San Diego, the Midway Museum is hosting a ceremony on the ship to commemorate that day. The event will include a wreath laying to honor service members lost in the attack and a flyover. The ceremony is open to the public and will take place on the flight deck. Attendees must be on board by 9:20 a.m. Following the ceremony, attendees will get free admission to the Midway. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
KPBS On Demand is supported by UC San Diego's Art Power, celebrating the holiday season with Campana Sobra Campana, Christmas in Mexico, on December 7th at UC San Diego's Epstein Family Amphitheater, featuring Mariachi Garibaldi de Jaime Cuellar and Ballet Folclorico del Rio Grande. For tickets and information, visit artpower.ucsd.edu.
President-elect Donald Trump will take office in less than 2 months, and he's already promising broad tariffs on Canada and Mexico. They are the U.S.'s two biggest trading partners. Reporter Alexander Nguyen says since San Diego is close to the border, the local economy could be hard hit.
Every day, millions of dollars of goods flow through the Otay Mesa port of entry. These trucks carry everything from fresh produce to car parts to manufactured goods. Trump recently announced on Truth Social that he would impose a 25% tariff on Canada and Mexico on his first day in office.
Expect the cost of guacamole to go up.
Peter Cowie is a trade policy expert at UC San Diego School of Global Policy and Strategy. He says as a state, California imports about $500 million worth of fruits and vegetables from Mexico each year. So tariffs could push up prices at grocery stores and restaurants.
The cost of making food is extremely high in terms of inputs of things like fruits, vegetables, and other imports. And they all show up directly in menus.
Cowie says the tariffs is essentially a 25% tax on the consumer, and that could lead to inflation. The question now is whether Trump can impose the tariffs. It would violate the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement, an agreement that Trump negotiated in 2018. Alexander Nguyen, KPBS News.
Just Judicial reform is a hot topic in Mexico these days. Most recently, Mexico announced plans to stop appointing federal judges and have them be elected. Reporter Gustavo Solis says a University of San Diego law school program will play a key role in training the new judges.
Usted ha sufragado todos los gastos siempre del hogar.
You are listening to a mock trial at the University of San Diego School of Law. Right now, a lawyer is cross-examining a witness.
Lo que usted le pagó clases.
Now, this lecture hall isn't filled with your typical students. Instead, they're all Mexican judges visiting San Diego for a week-long legal seminar. USD has offered workshops to lawyers and judges from Latin America for years now. Karen Sigmund is the Assistant Dean of International Programs. She says that legal professionals often need training whenever their home countries enact significant changes to their judicial systems.
For example, in Chile 30 plus years ago, they started with oral trials because of everything that the country was going through. Soon after, Argentina started with oral trials.
Before switching to oral trials, like the ones we have in the US, those Latin American countries often used written trials.
Everything is done through documents, through petitions, through paperwork. The person in a trial does not really see the judge. They just read a file and make a determination.
That shift has come to Mexico, which is why these state judges from Baja California are visiting San Diego. But there's an even bigger change on the horizon for Mexico's judicial system. Earlier this year, then-President Andrés Manuel López Obrador introduced a series of controversial reforms. Among other things, they make the job of a federal judge an elected position.
Para que los jueces, magistrados y ministros del Poder Judicial sean electos por el pueblo.
Supporters say the reforms increase transparency, but opponents believe that they could erode the independence of Mexico's federal court. State Judge Salvador Juan Ortiz Morales has a philosophical view of the reforms.
Para mí los cambios son inevitables, es parte de la vida, y son retos para mejorar.
Change is an inevitable part of life, he says. But this specific change comes with big challenges. Now, as a state judge, Ortiz Morales is not directly impacted by the federal reforms, but he believes that Baja California and other Mexican states will follow suit.
Creíamos que era una forma en que se había logrado una estabilidad. Sin embargo, ahora tenemos que esperar cómo se desarrolla este nuevo tipo de elección.
He's worried about the lack of job stability that comes with elections. And given that uncertainty, he wonders whether Mexico's best and brightest young lawyers would even want to invest the decades of work required to become a federal judge. Ana Carolina Valencia Márquez is another participant. She says the judicial reforms will have a huge impact.
Hay que aceptar los efectos de los acontecimientos, y un acontecimiento es la reforma judicial, y estamos hasta el último día, que Dios nos permita ahí, dar lo mejor de sí.
She says that judges will need to accept the changes, and USD is ready to help. Again, here is Sigmund.
USD is uniquely positioned because of our expertise, because of language, because of geography, and most importantly, because we have friends in Mexico, and we believe that this is a learning process for them. It's a learning process for us.
She says staff is already coming up with workshops that specifically address the federal judicial reforms. Training could include insight from California judges who are already used to running for re-election. But for now, they're focused on helping with the current transition from written trials to oral trials in the state legal system. Valentina Márquez says the change has been daunting, but worthwhile.
Suena simple, pero es un cambio de 360 grados porque anteriormente todo el sistema es escrito, tradicional.
She believes they will make the system much more transparent. A welcome change. Gustavo Solis, KPBS News.
This election saw the passage of several state propositions. In our Why It Matters segment, Scott Lewis from Voice of San Diego explains the impacts of one of them.
Proposition 36 got the most yes votes of any proposition on the California ballot. It will make punishment for theft and drug crimes harsher It won support from more than 68% of voters across California. And much of that support came because of promises that prosecutors made that it would take care of people suffering from drug addiction. Here was Pat Espinoza, the chief deputy district attorney, at our PolitiFest debate.
By treating it as a felony, it gives legal leverage to the judge to be able to say, you can either choose incarceration or choose treatment.
That sounds great. More than 3,100 people have died from overdoses in the last 5 years in San Diego. There's just one problem, though. Treatment beds are not available. San Diego County has just 78 detox beds for the more than 1 million residents here who rely on Medi-Cal. And now, two new laws are going to increase demand. Proposition 36, we just talked about, plus SB 43, the new state law that will allow police, family members, and others to force people into treatment if they're a danger to themselves. The county is racing to provide more beds to help people get off these drugs. The county is going to add 21 by the end of the year, and there are plans for dozens more by next year. I'm Scott Lewis with Voice of San Diego, and that's why it matters.
Some of the insects that eat our crops have grown resistant to pesticides. Reporter Thomas Fudge spoke to some UC San Diego scientists. They're trying to solve the problem by creating a new pest population.
After many generations of being sprayed with pesticides, the bugs that eat our crops have evolved to be resistant to the deadly chemicals. But now, scientists at UCSD can engineer new bugs of the same species that are susceptible to pesticides, and they can easily pass on their traits when they breed with drug-resistant insects. Ethan Beer is a geneticist at UCSD.
So if you could make the insects sensitive to them again, then you could just go on using the same pesticides that we already have that work, but at much lower frequency and at much lower doses.
Beer says this process can create a local population of bugs that is entirely non-pesticide resistant within 8 generations. He says the genetic drive that eliminates the resistant mutations will ultimately disappear from the population. Then the bugs would become no different from the ones we knew prior to insecticides.
And that's all that's left is just what you want, which was the way it used to be.
Beer says environmental regulations must be reviewed before they put any of the engineered bugs into the real world. Thomas Fudge, KPBS News.
The holidays can be stressful on everyone, but service members and their families can face extra challenges. Reporter Andrew Dyer spoke with two nonprofits about what's being done to help.
Marines fresh out of boot camp gather at the airport USO for free snacks, drinks, and a place to await the bus to Camp Pendleton. Ramiro Favela manages the center and says they're always looking for people to donate things like snacks and personal hygiene products.
Gift cards are also another great way to support the USO. So again, anywhere from like Costco, Vaughn's, Safeway, anywhere they could get us, you know, more supplies, that'll really help us out as well.
Support the Enlisted Project, or STEP, is a San Diego-based nonprofit focused on helping younger junior enlisted service members. Co-founder and CEO Tony Teravainen says he's seen more military families under strain.
I think more families are feeling more financial pressure. There was a big jump, you know, inflationary jump these last 2 years, and everybody kind of felt the sting.
This year, STEP provided about 450 families with Thanksgiving meal kits. Over the next month, Teravainen expects they'll provide food and toys to about 250 more. Andrew Dyer, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Katie Heisen, in for Debbie Cruz. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
KPBS On Demand is supported by UC San Diego's Art Power, celebrating the holiday season with Campana Sobra Campana, Christmas in Mexico, on December 7th at UC San Diego's Epstein Family Amphitheater, featuring Mariachi Garibaldi de Jaime Cuellar and Ballet Folclorico del Rio Grande. For tickets and information, visit artpower.ucsd.edu.